Yesterday, I experienced a demonic onslaught. What is a demonic onslaught? Well, some people say it like this. It's when all hell breaks loose against you. I've had much worse days and much worse onslaughts, but it was like every demonized person from the past wanted to spring up their ugly heads. Well, I'm talking about the demons. Not the people. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. We are not wrestling people. We are wrestling demons. Let me make that clear. But what happens in the spirit informs what happens in the natural. Did you know that? I said there's activities going on in the spirit realm that if they are not abated, if they're not stopped, if they're not ceased, if they're not destroyed through the power of prayer, the blood of Jesus, the name of the Most High God, then they will begin to manifest in the natural. So our goal is to shut down. Our agenda is to destroy. Our mission is to push back every demonic onslaught before it has the opportunity to manifest in the natural. It makes our life a lot easier. That means many times we need to go on the offense. We can't wait all the time until we begin to see the first inklings of an attack. We need to stay armored up. We need to stay on the offense. We need to stay on the watchtower. Let me give you an example. You ever gotten attacked in a dream? Well, I'm a pray teacher today. If you've gotten attacked in a dream, and in the dream you're battling. In the dream, you're doing warfare in the dream. Like, what's happening? Many times I believe that's a battle in the spirit. That's the enemy attacking you in your dream, and your spirit man is battling by the power of the Holy Spirit. Come on. We have to understand that the things unseen are more real than the things that are seen. And so we have the authority to pray to destroy demonic onslaughts. We have authority over the devil. Jesus said, "Behold, I've given you authority over all the power of the devil." And so the enemy has powers like witchcraft. He has, you know, powers like confusion, and he has powers like strife. In other words, he whispers, and there's power in his words. You ever looked at it that way? Scripture says in Isaiah 54:17, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper, but every tongue that rises up against me shall be condemned." We're in a word war. Words are containers of life or death. Words are containers of power. And so much of the battle is in our mind. The enemy whispers to us, or the enemy whispers to someone about us. And he uses people many times as an agent of onslaught against us. But he can bring the onslaught against our mind without anybody else's help. In other words, people don't have to be involved in your warfare. I'm giving you a primer. I could talk on this for an hour. I want to get into the prayer today. So we're going to pray into all this and more in today's Mornings with the Holy Spirit. This is Jennifer LeClaire. I'm coming to you live from South Florida. This is a time when we need to get expert in walking in the Spirit and winning in the warfare. Our church, Awakening House of Prayer, is here, and I'm there on Sundays preaching, praying, prophesying, and casting out devils. I'd love for you to come to one of our three Sunday services. We have three different messages. You can watch online that first service at ahop.online, ahop.online. The rest you'll find at schoolofthespirit.tv. By the way, schoolofthespirit.tv has officially launched. I'm not going to talk about that right now because I want to point you to a Q&A training called Exposing Hindering Spirits. And if you go to schoolofthespirit.tv, you're going to see a pop-up where you can get a free ticket to this special Q&A. And even if you can't make it live, that's all right, because I'll send you the recording. Follow the instructions for you to send in your questions. You may be able to ask live as well, but get registered for this broadcast, Exposing Hindering Spirits. It's also on my Eventbrite page where you can register for this. Is going to be online. And you're going to register at jenniferleclaire.org/events. Before we get started, share this with somebody quickly. Share it on your timeline. Share it via Twitter. Share it via Messenger. Amen. Let me know what city, what nation you're in. And remember, if you need us at ahop.online, if you want to go deeper with us, you can go into the web church membership and get into the virtual healing rooms, prophecy rooms, deliverance rooms, get the virtual life group, the virtual community group, the virtual pastoral advice, the virtual prayer line. It's all there for you. If you need us, we are with you. We've got your back. ahop.online/webchurch. I can see that the enemy is already moving in our midst, trying to scatter our focus and attention because he doesn't want you to get this. He doesn't want you to see this. He does not want you to learn this, because today I'm going to be doing a lot of prayer teaching and I want to get started with our devotional as usual. So track with me. I can just say, you know what? I break and bind all confusion right now in the name of Jesus. Every unsettling force that's trying to distract us from this potent word and prayer that's about to go forth to decimate demonic onslaughts, we break it, we bind it, we push it back. We say we will be equipped with the truth today in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on now. Already the enemy has started poking around. That's all right. We're going to stay focused. I know you guys got this. Let's begin to read today from Victory Decrees, Daily Prophetic Strategies for Spiritual Warfare Victory. And today's devotion is titled, Beware of Beating the Air. Beware of beating the air. And here's what I heard the Lord say. Stop beating the air. Stop presuming to know what's going on in the spirit without prayer. If you ask me, I will show you the source of your opposition when it benefits you to know. When it benefits you to know. If you pray, I will reveal the root of the warfare you need to see. When you assume and presume, you are often stirring up more spiritual fights against you. So stop and ask me. I know what you're up against. And I will show you what you need to see in the moment. You will walk in victory, says the Lord. Come on. Scripture tells us that Paul said, thanks be to God who always leads us into triumph in Christ Jesus. We need to ask the Lord, what is the root? We don't need to run around shadow boxing. Paul said, I won't beat the air. That means he's not going to fight ineffectively. I see too many spiritual warriors running around binding devils that aren't even bothering them. Then they're picking fights with demons who didn't even have them on their radar screen. In other words, we're stirring the pot. I don't know about you, but I've got enough warfare on my hands without stirring the pot. So we don't want to beat the air. We want to go to the Lord and say, Lord, what is this? Oh, I felt my spirit leap. Lord, what is this that I'm up against? I'm not going to assume it's Jezebel. I'm not going to assume it's witchcraft. I'm not going to assume it's Python spirit. I'm not going to assume it's a Leviathan. I'm going to ask you, Lord, because you know the source of my warfare. You know what I'm supposed to do and how to do it. You know the battle plan, the strategy, the tactics. Come on, it's all there for you in his spirit, and you can tap right into the mind of Christ. The scripture references are in the devotional. Pick up your copy of Victory Decrees on my website at jenniferleclaire.org or wherever you find books online. Now, the prayer starter and the decree from the devotional. Father, warn me when I'm walking in assumption and presumption about the enemy. Give me greater discernment so I can see the root of the warfare and lay an axe to it. I decree the enemy's attempts to put me off track misfire. I declare every hidden demonic power is exposed by the insight of Christ in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Father, we give you praise today. The enemy has already started meddling, and we take that as a sign that we are on the right track. We are on a track to derail every demonic onslaught, to destroy the assignments of the wicked one against us. So we praise you today. We praise you in advance. We are so grateful that you are with us. You are the glorious, victorious warrior God. You're the God who never lost a battle. So we don't have to lose a battle. We don't have to lose in the warfare because you've already won it. You've already done it. You spoiled the principalities and the powers. You made an open show of them in a triumphant procession. I thank you, Lord, that you are the King of Kings. You are the ruler of rulers. You are Jehovah Gabor. You are Jehovah Chareb, and you're coming back with a two-edged sword in your mouth. It's your word that you speak that doesn't return void. It's your word in our mouth that we release against the enemy that burns up every plan and plot of the wicked one. God, we ask you to forgive us. Lord, forgive us for all the times when we threw up a white flag, threw in the towel, ran from the battle line because it seemed like too much. Lord, forgive us for all the blessings that we forfeited because we weren't willing to fight, because we allowed the demonic onslaught to overtake our mind. Oh God, would you forgive us for not armoring up and being prepared to march forth with the sword in our hand? God, help us to get it together. Help us to remember who we are in Christ. I thank you, Lord, that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I thank you that we are the more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. I thank you that greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. That is who we are. So we will not back down and we will not back up, but we fight by faith, by force, and by fire. Every demon power that would dare to come against us, we are in you and you are in us. We are hidden under the shadow of your wings. We run into your name. It's a strong tower. We will find safety in Christ, hidden with Christ in God. I thank you, Lord, that your favor surrounds us like a shield. I thank you, Lord, that you surround us with your angels. They encamp around us because we fear your name. I thank you, Lord, that you are good and you will help us. You will lead us. You will guide us. Thanks be to God who always leads us into triumph in Christ Jesus. I'm so grateful, Lord, for who you are. Would you help us discern the battle? Help us, Lord. I see that, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us to discern the battle before it manifests in the natural. God, would you help us to discern the demons lurking before they have the opportunity to bring their agenda to pass? Father, would you help us to discern seasons of war so we don't go around fighting our friends and our family because we think they're acting some kind of way? God, would you help us to walk in love with people, but to walk with a fierce mindset when the enemy is lurking in our midst? Oh God, help us to train our discerning powers that you've given us in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that as we get in the word, the more we get in the word, the more we meditate on the word, the more we read the word, the more we speak the word, the more we imagine the word. I thank you that your word is living. Your word is active. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Your word pierces to the division of the soul and the spirit. We can tell if it's us or the devil. We can discern if it's our own emotions, wacky, wonky, or if it's the devil trying to get one over on us. When we get in your word, we can judge our thoughts by your word. We can discern the thoughts of the enemy by your word. Your word discerns the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. So help us, Lord, not to be conformed to this world, to be fashioned according to its ways, but to be transformed by the renewal of our mind so that we can discern your will, so that we can know what's you and what's not, so that we can accurately test the spirits. We don't want to be fooled like Eve was in the Garden of Eden. She was fooled by the serpent. She was deceived by satanic forces. She bought into a lie and it caused warfare on all humanity. Oh my God. We don't want to be one who unleashes warfare on our family because we didn't cut the head off the snake. We don't want to be that one who brings warfare into our church because we didn't think rightly, didn't speak rightly, and opened a door to strife in our midst. Oh God, we don't want to be the ones that are responsible for others coming under attack because of their alignment with us when we're out of line with you, our thoughts being illegal. Lord, you tell us in your word to think on these things, think on things that are pure and lovely, praiseworthy, excellent, honorable. And if we're not thinking those thoughts, then those thoughts aren't your thoughts. And those thoughts might not be our thoughts. Those thoughts might be the devil's thoughts. So help us, Lord, to keep all illegal thoughts out of our mind, not to be conformed to the world, not to be influenced by the spirit of the age. Oh God, help us that we can discern between good and evil in the spirit realm. Help us not to be deceived by the many voices in the spirit who want to lie on you, lie about people around us, lie about us to us, telling us, who do you think you are? What do you think you're doing? We break all these voices in the name of Jesus. God, help us to discern the battle in the spirit. We know the battle in the spirit realm is raging. We know the battle in the spirit realm is raging. Oh, demons and angels all around us. But Lord, you have made us great and precious promises. You told us to cast down imaginations. You told us to take up the armor of God. You told us that we're more than conquerors. So we will not be afraid of the fight, but we will take up our weapons and we will fight valiantly like David's mighty men in the name of Jesus. But help us fight with accuracy, God. Help us do it your way, God. Help us see like you see, God. Help us know what you know, God. Help us to tap into your mindset, your strategies, your tactics, your battle plan. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on, I want to jump into this next section. Share this with somebody just quickly. Let me get my sip of water, my sip of coffee. I need you to quickly share this with somebody. Heat it up in here now. We're going to get into a little bit of pray teaching. We're going to pray. I'm going to lay some foundation. Jesus, hallelujah. Come on, is it hot enough in here for you yet? The enemy tried to shut us down right from the beginning, but we just shut him down. Did you get that? Oh, I felt the Holy Ghost. Come on now. God is good. We want to pray to destroy demonic onslaughts. Now, the first thing we need to do, listen, I'm going to pray teach you, then we're going to pray. We want to pray for our natural enemies, because many times it's our natural enemies that are being used by the spiritual enemies to bring us harm. It's called people warfare. So if there's a person involved in this demonic onslaught, maybe your demonic onslaught includes a massive financial loss and then health issues because somebody who worked for you or worked with you or worked for you did something to cause financial distress in your life. And now you've been so stressed out about it that your stomach's upset and you're not, listen, now you've got strife in your family. Can you see it? I'm just giving you an example. It starts with the finances, then comes with health, then comes the family strife. That's an onslaught. Or it's coming from all sides, everywhere, on the outside, every old enemy. That's what I had yesterday. Just old enemies creeping up, old enemies creeping up. People the enemy used in the past to roll up on me in the present. We have to pray for those quote unquote enemies, those people the enemy is using against us. They're not our enemy, but they're positioning themselves as enemies by cooperating with the enemy. I said, did you hear me? I said, the people warfare you're experiencing, listen, the people are not your enemy, but they are being used by the enemy to position themselves against you as your enemy by the enemy. So Jesus said, love your enemies and pray for them. So I'm going to model this for you in a minute. Scripture says in 1 Peter 3:9, do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called so that you may inherit a blessing. So when we bless, we get blessings back. When we sow blessings, we reap blessings. When we curse those who wronged us, we're sowing curses and we're going to reap curses. And many Christians wonder why all these word curses coming at me and all these curses and all this bad stuff happening. Well, did you sow a curse? We'll leave that there. Proverbs 20:22. Do not say, I'll pay you back for this wrong. wait for the Lord and he will avenge you, right? So we're not seeking our own payback. God will pay us back. Luke 23, 24, Jesus said on the cross, forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. So the first thing we want to do when we want to shut down demonic onslaughts is we want to pray for the people that are involved in the demonic onslaught. We want to pray for the people the enemy is using against us, because there's almost always people involved. I said almost always. There's almost always people involved. Now, do we have a right to pray to destroy demonic onslaughts? Do we have that right? Come on, I'm going to pray here in a minute. Track with me. Do we have that right? Yes. Look at Luke 19, 17. Now we're talking about spiritual enemies here. I have to caveat that, because some of you start calling fire down on your husband or your wife. No, don't do that. They're not your enemy. Luke 19, 27. But those enemies of mine who did not want me to be king over them, bring them here and kill them in front of me. This is the words of Jesus. He's using a parable. We're not talking about people. We're talking about demons. Come on. Psalm 81, 14. How quickly I would subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. This is biblical grounds to pray for the destruction of demonic onslaughts. Micah 5, 9. Your hand will be lifted up in triumph over your enemies, and all your foes will be destroyed. Again, we're talking about spiritual enemies. We're talking about breaking these demonic onslaughts. Deuteronomy 30, verse 7. The Lord your God will put all these curses on your enemies who hate and persecute you. Oh, Jesus. And Psalm 6, verse 10. All my enemies will be overwhelmed with shame and anguish. They will turn back and suddenly be put to shame. So we see verse after verse about prayers to destroy enemies and also to bless them. So we're blessing the people and binding the devils. That's what it comes down to. We're not fighting the people. We're blessing the people, but we're destroying the enemy's assignment. You got it? Because Ephesians 6 and 12 says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness in this age, against the spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. Life is full of battles, and we need to learn how to separate the principality from the personality. We can't fight people. We have to fight demons. Even if the demons are in people, we're still not fighting people. So let's pray. Are you ready? Father, in the name of Jesus, let's be bold now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we exalt you. We glorify you. We magnify you. You are the Most High God, and you have called us friends. And Father, we want to walk as friends of Jesus. We want to walk circumspectly. We want to walk in reverential fear. We want to walk armored up. And so, Lord, would you forgive us of all of our sins? Would you forgive us for the times when we were somebody else's people warfare? Would you forgive us for all the times when we cursed people, when we judged people, when we slandered people, when we gossiped about them, when we talked behind their back? Lord, forgive us. Forgive us. We lost our mind in that moment. We didn't know what we were doing. And Lord, please, in the future, convict us. Let the meditations of our heart and the words of our mouth be pleasing in your sight, O God. Lord, set a guard over our mouth and help us to stop sowing seeds that we're going to reap a multiplied harvest on later. Teach us, help us, show us how to get our mouth and our mind right so that we are not doing to others what we don't want them to do to us. You give us the golden rule in your word, do unto others as you would have them do to you. So help us live by that golden rule, O God, and forgive us of all of our trespasses and all of our sin that we have committed against others. And all the times we've been used by the enemy against others. Forgive us, Lord, and wash us clean. Now, Father, we bless those who have harmed us. We bless those who have been used by the enemy to come against us, to slander us, to steal from us, to lie on us, to hurt us or harm us in any way. Lord, they didn't know what they were doing, just like we didn't know what we were doing. Lord, we want your mercy, so we're asking you to give them mercy. We are going to stand in a heart posture of forgiveness, and we forgive them, and we ask you to bless them in the name of Jesus. Bless our enemies, God. Bless those who have postured themselves as enemies against us, those human flesh and blood people who have stood against us because of their anger, because of their insecurity, because of their whatever, their issues, their rejection, their hurts, their wounds, and bless them. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we cancel the work of the evil reapers in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, nullify the plan of anyone waiting to steal our harvest in Jesus' mighty name. Oh God, oh God. Oh God, the one who has all power on earth, all power under the earth, all power in heaven. I thank you, Lord, that every evil power tormenting our life, every evil power that has arrayed itself against us, every evil power that has orchestrated an onslaught, we say fall down dead now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke your powers. They are of naught. We have the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, and we will not fall for your lies. We will not be moved by your attacks. We will not fall, sink down into your deception. In the name of Jesus, we cut off every hand that's pulling us back from moving forward. We destroy all satanic forces obstructing us from stepping into the next level, from stepping into the promotion, from stepping into the increase in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that you are the living God, just like you delivered Peter from prison, just like you opened the prison gates for Paul. Lord, set us free today from any spiritual prison that is holding us captive in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I ask you to arise, oh God, and let your enemies be scattered. In the name of Jesus, Father, scatter the gathering of evil forces working against our lives. In the name of Jesus, let your all-consuming fire consume every satanic altar, every evil altar. In the name of Jesus, that's been summoned to bring destruction into our lives. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, but every tongue that's speaking out against us shall be condemned. We condemn it. We condemn the lying tongues. We can condemn the accusing tongues. We condemn the slandering tongues in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, arise for the sake of the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and scatter all those who want to harm us. Avenge us of the adversaries that have stood against us in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said your thoughts toward us are for good and not for evil, to give us a future and a hope. So we can condemn demonic thoughts. We condemn thought curses. We condemn evil tongues rising up against us or our family in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We know the battle belongs to you. We are your battle axe. So we ask you, Father, to help us stand and withstand in the evil day. And when we've done all, we can stand looking at you, being still and knowing that you are fighting for us. But at the same time, we ask you to disgrace those who want to put us to shame. Demon powers that work behind our back, that try to slip us up and put us in snares and fetters and bondages. We break all of these assignments in the name of Jesus. We cancel all evil pronouncements over our lives, and we cleanse every satanic mark on our bloodline with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, every evil load that's been dumped on our life, we reject it. We renounce it. We cast it off now in the name of Jesus. We say the joy of the Lord is our strength in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to discern every evil pit that's been dug for us, every noose that's been arranged for us, every snare that's been set up for us in the name of Jesus, and help let it trap our enemy in the name of Jesus. Lord, remove our garments of shame, remove our garments of reproach, remove our garments of retrogression that the enemies have put upon us. Set these garments, these demonic garments, ablaze with your consuming fire in the name of Jesus. We return every satanic arrow back to the sender, and we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus right now. Every battle that our parents fought but could not win, Lord, give us the strength and the strategy to overcome for the sake of our generations in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that you've given us victory to overcome every spiritual oppressor tormenting our life, our mind, our family. In the name of Jesus, Lord, consume with your fire every satanic cobweb, rope, and net, all witchcraft that the enemy is using to trap us, to steal our blessing, and hold us at bay in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to destroy every satanic covenant that's influencing our bloodline in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, arrest every principality and power holding what belongs to us at bay, holding it at arm's length, keeping us from walking in your will, your perfect will for our lives in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that you are good, and we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. You are the God who sees us. You are the God who's with us, for us, never against us. You are the God who's never lost a battle. So we thank you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, a third time, because you are good. So we give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on, I hope you got that today. I hope you got that today. I hope you got that today. People are not the enemy, but the enemy uses people as our enemies because he wants us. Listen, this is a revelation. Listen. This is a revelation because he wants us to fight the wrong enemy. Somebody needs to write that down and send it to me. I've never heard it said that way before. Listen to me. People are not our enemy. The enemy is our enemy. But the enemy positions people as our enemy, so we'll fight the wrong enemy. Somebody please write that down for me. I said, people are not our enemy. The enemy is our enemy. But the enemy will use people against us so that we think that the people are our enemy, so that we won't see the real enemy. The enemy doesn't want us to see him. He'd rather us focus on a person. The enemy doesn't want us to see his handiwork. He wants us to think it's flesh and blood, because he wants us to wrestle flesh and blood, because he knows when we wrestle flesh and blood, we're out of God's will. Because we're not supposed to wrestle flesh and blood. We're supposed to bless those who curse us. We're supposed to pray for those who persecute us. And the minute we start wrestling, come on. The minute we start wrestling flesh and blood, we are no longer in the will of the Lord. We no longer have our shield of faith up. We're no longer wearing the armor of God, because you don't need the armor of God to wrestle flesh and blood. Oh, Jesus, that was good. The enemy is our enemy. He wants to make people our enemy, so that we won't see him as the enemy. Oh God, you've got to get this. Guys, I want to invite you to stay tuned. I've got two opportunities for some free training I'm going to be doing. SchoolOfTheSpirit.tv has launched. We are in the midst of sending out your email logins. You're going to have to change. You're going to have to hit like a lost password function or something. You're going to be able to get in there. And if anything doesn't work right because you didn't understand the instructions, take a deep breath and don't become my enemy. We've got about 10,000 students. Surely somebody's going to read it too fast. I had a problem with my softwares the other day, and the guy gave me instructions how to send in like a technical report, see what was wrong with it. And I did not read his instructions properly. I skipped a step, and I wrote him back and I said, I'm sorry to tell you, but even the instructions you're sending me, they're not working. Like, is there another way to go about this? Because what you sent me, it's not working for me. And I taken a picture of my screen. He goes, you know what? You skipped a step. And I said, oh God, I'm glad I was nice. Because so many people, they skip a step. They don't read clearly. They don't take a deep breath. And then they attack the person who's trying to help them. So we're going to be sending out your new logins for School of the Spirit. Anybody that purchased a course on School of the Spirit, if you have a trouble with it, do me a favor. Don't become my enemy. Don't be used of the enemy. Take a deep breath. And we'll get it worked out. It's no big deal. It's no big deal. It's no big deal. It's going to be fine. Amen. So do this for me. I've got two free trainings. One of them is a Q&A. You're going to go to jenniferleclaire.org/events. And you're going to get in on this free Q&A on exposing hindering spirits. Exposing hindering spirits. And then everyone who registers for that, I'm going to send you a free training. It'll probably be about, look, based on my content, probably about 30 minutes on three overarching ways the enemy brings in hindrances to our life, hindering spirits. I'm on a warpath against this because I've had hindrance. This past year has been a lot of hindrances, and I finally have enough of it. So I want to equip you and train you, but you got to be on my email list. So number one, go to jenniferleclaire.org/events. Sign up for the Exposing Hindering Spirits Q&A. It's free. Make sure you're on my email list, because that's where I'm going to send out the link for the free training. Okay? Make sure you're on my email list. I'm going to send out the link for the free training. All right? And if you're coming to Elijah Company, guys, we've got one seat left. Who's going to get it? Now, you can also watch online. If you're going to go to globalpropheticcenter.com and sign up for that if you want to. So that's there for you. So remember, we're going to be sending out sometime today an email. Make sure if you don't get an email from us, it'll either say School of the Spirit or it'll say Thinkific. I don't know what it's going to say. I'm not technical. Give me a break. Amen. You love me. Give me a break. I love you. I'll give you a break. Look for it. Look in your spam. Don't contact us and say, I didn't get it, if you don't check in your spam. This is not going to probably come till this afternoon. Okay. So don't look right now. Don't start emailing us right now. I'm begging you, please don't create a lot of work for us on this. This has been a very, very big, long project. We've been working on it since November. My whole staff is exhausted. I'm asking you, please don't make it. Please, please, por favor, mi amigas, please do not make this harder for us than it has to be. Wait till this afternoon or this evening. And if you don't see an email, check your spam. Now, here's the thing. It's going to be with the email that you signed up for courses with. So if you're not using that email that you're signed up with courses with anymore, you have to go check that email, because we have no way to send us any other email, right? We've got no way to send us any other email. There's no way for us to send it to any other email than the email that you signed up with. So, and check in your spam and then read the instructions and just take it step by step on your screen, because I'm telling you, I just did the same thing last week and I blew it because I was in a hurry and then I had to delay myself. Now, there's 10,000 of you. So if all 10,000 of you don't read instructions, it's going to take us months to get you your passwords. So do me a favor. Because, I mean, how long would it take you to answer 10,000 emails? I'm just asking. So do me a favor, please, please be kind. Read the instructions. We've tested it. We know it works. So just it'll be fine. And if you do tend to have a problem, we will help you. But you're going to have to be patient. Amen. Patient. Let patience have its perfect work. This is not a real trial. God is good all the time. JenniferLeClaire.org/events, exposing hindering spirits. Get on my email list because I'm going to be sending out a free training, free live training on something else. And anyway, on hindering spirits. So that's it. I think that's it. Is that it? Is that it? Is that it? Share this with somebody before we get off today. I want to give you an opportunity to sow. If you want to sow today, you can do that at JenniferLeClaire.org/donate. You can become a partner there, or sow a one-time seed there. You can use the Cash App. Cash App is $Prophetic Books. Cash App is $Prophetic Books. You can use the Venmo. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. You can use the text to give. Text the word give, G-I-V-E, to 754-701-2161. Follow the instructions. You can use the Zelle. Zelle is info@JenniferLeClaire.org. You can use the P.O. Box 30563, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33303. What am I missing? Venmo. Venmo is at JenniferLeClaire.org. And Father, I thank you for all those who are sowing today to help forward the work of the Lord in this ministry. I'm so grateful for them, and I ask you to multiply this back to the givers in Jesus' name. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, for all those under the on my voice, all of my School of the Spirit.tv students, my Global Prophetic Center students, the Ignite Prophetic Network students, the Company of Seers, the Awakening House of Prayer Leaders, the Awakening Prayer Leaders, the Awakening House Church Leaders, the Awakening Web Church Members, and the Awakening House of Prayer here in Fort Lauderdale, my local church. And Lord, I say, bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand of power rest upon us and keep us from evil and causing pain. Lord, help us to walk worthy of your calling. Help us, Lord, to walk with a cool spirit. Help us, Lord, to love one another, to help one another, to stand for and with one another, to pray for one another. Lord, bring home prodigals, restore marriages, deliver people from evil, and help us, Lord, to honor you in all of our ways and to acknowledge you in all of our ways so that you can direct our paths. Lord, prosper everything we put our hand to in the name of Jesus, and help us to glorify you with every word we speak and every thought we think. Lord, protect us from all evil. Give us discernment, strategies, and insight. Show us things to come and help us to just, Lord, just help us to just love you more. We want to know you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Remember, jenniferleclair.org/events, exposing hindering spirits. Get on my email list or you're going to miss the free training. And globalpropheticcenter.com. If you're coming, we got one seat left. I think that's it, guys. I love you, love you, love you. Have a breakthrough day.